I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Previously on Among the Dust.
They'd not had an attack in months. An attack from what?
There's something in the compound. I can't see anything.
Could be not visible or detectable.
Do you have your weapons to hand?
Let's engage with whatever's out there.
Where?
We've got much point just sitting around talking about it. Gotta do something.
Wink is going to find a place where he can watch the front door of the facility.
We have to find out as much as we can. Goes to copy the information onto the data pad.
Take out his sniper rifle, just to be prepared.
I'm going to the front door of the main building itself. You don't hear it. You feel it. Walloped by this thing.
Very close, already attacking someone, and he sort of panics.
Open up my hands, and this bolt of electricity.
Coming around from a corner is a shiro. It looks like a big snake. It opens up its maw, and it lifts you down and inside its gullet.
Well, that's not good.
For now.
Is anyone seeing Men in Black?
You take no damage.
No?
Well, that's nice.
That's...
It is going to move. And it is going to start veering towards the new Sheeran creature that it sees on the outside. It's going to move right up to it.
I must say, it's nice of this guy to help us. He couldn't have arrived a little bit earlier. Again, not criticising them. I'm happy for the help. Happy for the help.
It's so interesting to see, like, how... Like, just... It always comes down to, like, how the combat starts. Who's where? Where is everyone? Yeah.
This is another for the post, but I realise I could have done something way helpful earlier, but...
Pinch.
I didn't.
Your turn. You are now very aware that Zahark...
Mm-hmm. I know it's Zahark for sure.
Inside this creature.
I did just see that happen from my vantage point on the roof.
The limp Kasathan, no struggle, no nothing, seemingly unconscious, down inside.
Well, my sniper rifle really failed me, so...
I would say if there's a really big weapon you've got...
Yeah. Or, you know,
it's
or
a
your
really sure shot.
Sneak attack with your funky
sonic
pistol.
Yeah, I'm going to switch weapons. Well,
because as an operative, you can... Yeah, you can do that.
Here's the thing.
You could drop... You can drop your sniper rifle.
No, but here's the thing. So, my trick attack is a full action.
Yes.
So, I can't...
I see what you're
do
saying.
Do my trick attack. But I can switch weapons and still attack with my other weapon.
Yeah. Can you drop as a free action?
You drop as a swift action, don't you? Or is it, or as an operative, does it turn to a... I think, I'm pretty sure...
If you're dropping, it's free. If you're switching, it's move.
Okay, so you could drop the sniper rifle as a free action. And then do you have an ability to quick draw out your pistol?
I can draw it as a swift.
Yes.
Okay.
Which negates only the ability to use a full action, yeah.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
It's like The Witcher. It went south really fast.
Yeah. That crit, that first turn crit was not pleasant.
We don't even know what this thing is.
It's a big snake.
Okay. Well, I guess we do know what this thing is then.
Yeah.
A big snake with a weird dragon head.
Kind of a cute face.
It does have a cute... The, That's the bad. That's the worst thing. It does have a cute face.
So also when you were saying when it grappled you, it didn't have to go against your AC or anything. That was part of the
deal. It's got a unique thing where it doesn't need to.
Okay, so it's not helpful for me to help you in that way or anything, or to help anyone else in that way.
It's got a unique quality.
Mm.
It's got a special grapple move.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just doing a regular attack then, I guess. So I'm gonna put my rifle back in my mouth and take out my pistol. There's a lot of gross noises up on the roof, but I think it's also through unintelligible kind of just squeak screaming of because I've just seen my best friend be eaten.
Yeah.
And that's a little distressing.
Fair. That's fair. I'll allow it.
So yeah. I think all of that, there's a lot of gross noises happening up there, and eventually pulling out my my OG, my baby, and firing that instead, because that's never done me wrong.
Yeah, which weapon is this?
This is my sonic pistol.
Ah, beautiful. Yeah,
but I can't do a trick attack, unfortunately.
Not yet.
But we'll see if I even make it through this one.
Just really wondering what this creature's digestive tract is.
Okay, so that is 16.
To EAC or KAC?
Oh, sorry.
EAC for a sonic pistol, EAC. I would say.
Hits.
Yay.
Meets it, beats it.
I'd be more excited, but, you know.
I'm not going to celebrate.
The peril.
We still need to, you know, cut our friend out of this thing's stomach. So.
None of us have a sword. Wait, do we?
I have a knife.
None of us have a sword.
I have a knife.
Sorry, I rolled the wrong dice.
I saw that. You rolled a d20 for damage, and
I was
like, I'm not going to say anything.
No, I realised. Would be cool if no one had noticed, including me.
I'll keep shtum about that.
What's that? 20 damage.
Oh, that's crazy. No.
Wild.
3.
No.
3.
Sorry, I mean...
admirable.
Rather.
We need those trick attacks. The sniper rifle was a good thought in case we were being, as I thought, you know...
That's what I thought.
Attacked by stealthy combatants and sneaking around, right?
So
we didn't plan for snakes.
You drop this rifle to the ground, you immediately bring out...
No, I put it in my mouth.
Oh, you put it back and you just go... Bow, bow.
Yeah, it's a lot of... It's screaming through it, so his mouth's already open because he's just seen Zark be eaten. So it's like a... Ah! And while it's open, swapping.
You really are a gross rat.
Correct.
And you shoot again. And again, this is weird scales that you've never quite seen before. It seems like it pings off it, but it does like do some damage. It's again shuddering. It's looking around at where these firing bits are coming from. Speaking of which, Clink, it is your turn.
From where I am in the facility, can I still see it if it's moved off?
It moved off. From where you can see in the hole there, it moved off to your right.
I'm going to run to the front door.
Yep.
Or move to the front door. If I can get to the front door and still fire,
I'm happy to say that's fine.
So I see it swallows a hark. There's a bit of a psychic screaming added to yours. Ah! There's just a lot of screaming. I rush forward. Dex and I rush forward. And I fire with my rifle.
Your Shiranai rifle?
No. Just my Azimuth laser pistol.
Azimuth laser rifle.
So I've got a +4. That is a 13 to hit EAC.
That is not going to do it.
And Dex follows me.
Great.
That's my turn. Because he can either move or shoot. Yeah.
Okay. Just trying to hedge my bets about what's going to be more damaging, but I think just with the accuracy, I think I'm better off just using another magic missile.
Spend those spell slots, baby.
Yeah, I've also got like extra spell shots because of spell shots.
Spell shots.
Spell slots because of my batteries and stuff. Don't want to risk it on a pistol. Yeah, I'll just fire another magic missile, but I would like to do it as my full action.
And you can't unless you have to move up to the door, same as me. To
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, because it's moved. Yes, it's of moved course. Out, sorry, yeah. I wasn't looking at the map.
So both Arda and Clink come rushing to the door of the facility, having seen it swallow Zahark. You catch up to Clink as he lets off his laser rifle. And as you pull up next to him...
Maybe we just share a look of distress and know that time is ticking for our friend Zahark. So that's another 2d4s. 5 for the first shot.
Yeah, great.
3 for the second shot.
That's good damage.
Nice.
That's good damage.
Thank you, dice.
So this is your magic missile as you again like just draw on your skills of the technomancer.
Yeah, again, it's pulsing light emanating through her body that just exits as she fires it out of her hands, kind of like using both hands. 1 zap, 2 zap, and then just hoping it hits its mark.
Bam! Bam! You rock the back of this gigantic snake-like creature, and its colours again are undulating in different
vibrant reds and greens before settling back on its light blue hue. Yes, Ellen?
Sorry, I know this is after my attack, but can I still make another mysticism roll?
You've already made a mysticism, so unfortunately...
Yeah, all good.
Now...
I don't like this thing. I don't know what it is, but I don't like it.
Journey into the belly of the beast, literally, as Zahark, unconscious, has been swallowed in. Now, Zahark, you've had some time to think. Is there anything that you can do currently at this moment?
So the first thing that happens is I've taken damage while being on zero. So I take a point of resolve.
Yeah.
That just happens.
Yes.
I don't lose another one. You only take... one point of resolve from outside, like enemies and stuff like that.
That's right.
So that's already been kind of accounted for. I'm unconscious, you say?
Yeah, because you're down to zero.
Yes.
To shreds, you say?
To shreds, you say?
It'd be funny if it
I'm,
were so.
I'm inside the stomach.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm hoping you're still in the esophagus.
The first time each round you take hit point damage, you lose one resolve
point.
With
four arms, just up against if he wasn't unconscious.
At any point after that in the round, if a single source deals HP damage greater than half your maximum HP but less than your maximum HP, you lose one additional resolve point. If you would lose resolve points but have no RP remaining,
then
you
I die
instantly.
Yep. So I didn't take... How much damage did you deal me after the first...
It was the last thing I remember giving you was
22
9.
And
okay, that's
nine?
Not that's not half of 22. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I've only taken one. I'm unconscious.
Yeah, we're into resolve point territory now, which is the new Starfinder mechanic that heretofore we haven't had to use.
Will I take damage if I'm inside the stomach?
Not in your turn. On its turn, I will say yes.
Okay.
Well, there are mechanics to take damage.
There is absolutely no point in me spending a resolve point to wake up because I would just take damage and then drop down again.
Yeah, you'd have to stabilize first and then
because
you would immediately start dying.
Because I'm unconscious.
Yeah.
So because I'm unconscious, I don't get to stabilize myself using burn through a resolve point and then do an action.
Yeah.
So I am going... I believe that's how that works.
Quarter to stabilize. Yes. And if you're stable, you can spend another point to get one HP back.
Yeah,
that's right.
To stay in the fight.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you'd have... So you would stabilize with quarter of your resolve points.
That's right.
And then take damage from stomach acid.
Yeah, that's right.
And then immediately fall unconscious.
Correct.
Yeah.
Immediately go unstable again and start dying.
Correct.
It's bad news.
So it is. There is actually no point in me doing anything.
No.
It is best that I do nothing to save my resolve.
Yes, because you're going to need to spend one per turn.
Per turn.
We've got like, what, 4 points to get you out of it? Four turns to get you out?
I've taken one this turn from its attack.
Yeah.
So that counts as one.
Yeah.
I don't take another one at the end of my turn because of that. So I believe that's how it works.
So yeah,
we've got three turns to get
him
out of
there. So you've got 4 turns to get me out.
Yeah.
Because I don't take one this turn.
I'm the end of the initiative.
Yep.
It is going to do damage at the start of its turn.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's at the start, so we really only have three.
Three rounds, yeah. Okay.
Sure. Here we go.
This Shirin that is looking at you. You're not them.
We're not anything. We're busy.
Why are you here?
We were trying to follow up on Seafell's research.
And now, that's about that is about as much as you'll get out of one turn. She just keeps muttering, You're not them. You're not them. With a bunch of confusion as this creature starts shuffling towards her. And she is going to, again, in a panic, reach out with her appendage and just try and focus on the brain of this creature.
This chick's cool.
And
I hope she lives.
Jesus.
Hope we get to talk to her.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. Yeah.
Serpent fails that, which is great news for you guys.
I imagine it doesn't have a great will save being a giant swarmy creature.
Would you believe it doesn't?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Generally, large mindless creatures are good targets for will-based abilities.
Yeah.
And that is going to be another 15 points of psychic damage to this thing.
What the
heck?
Damn!
This bitch tough.
Do we have any spare rooms on the no wrong answers?
This is a 2d10, which is good, good, good.
Maybe but
very good.
A lady friend for Clink.
It's Mind Thrust, which is a spell which has a save by the creature to negate to half. It failed because it rolled a 4 because its will saves suck.
Mm-hmm. It's mindless.
That's it. But this unknown person is burning through spell slots to help you.
For sure, thanks.
Well, she needs some batteries.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
I'll just throws a battery at
and once
clinks him in the head.
Once she does that,
continues backing away.
She tries to create as much distance as she possibly can from this creature that is shuffling towards her. Maybe trying to draw it away from you. It's hard to tell, or whether it's just in self-preservation, but just mind thrust this thing again, just shudders, and it's starting to snort and sniff, and its eyes keep fixating from different person to different person. It is now its turn. New round. Let's resolve first inside the belly, as you're going to take some acid damage, Zahark.
Cool.
Don't suppose anyone's got any Pepto-Bismol.
So that is 7 points of acid damage.
I take a point of resolve.
As you plonk into this weird foreign digestive system, the juices and the acids start to bubble and boil into your body as it starts a process of trying to convert you into fuel and energy. And now this thing is going to take its turn. It is going to rush over. Yeah, it wants this person.
This thing is psychically torturing him to death. Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting a lot. So it's going to move all the way over. Actually, it doesn't need to move.
Reach.
Oh, no.
It's reach.
Oh, no.
And it is going to fire away.
Just needs to, like, rear up and...
Whip out.
Like
it is going
like
to hit.
Like a kind of cobra.
Yeah, can strike.
Yeah, even though it's taking up that much space, it is still partially coiled.
Yeah, that's its size, coiled up.
And it's going to do 14 points of slashing damage. And
Shirin's a hearty people?
While I do... No.
Okay.
While
I've seen a bug, Ellen?
Not especially.
I tried to squish a cockroach the other day, and boy did I...
besides cockroaches.
Boy did I have to try.
That is not a comparison we enjoy.
You see another one of its tentacles. This one is kind of stained slick with some of the blood of your potentially fallen comrade. It reaches out and slices across the chest of this mystery Shirin, and you hear her psychically in your mind, but it's still within her stamina points. Barely.
Hold on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Friend.
Pinch. There's a lot going on.
There's so much happening.
However, it is now operative time, is it not?
It is operative
time.
Yay! I think it's operative time. Pinch is going to yell down from the roof.
Over here, big guy.
Yeah.
And trick attack.
Please save us, Pinch.
DPS.
So that is a 9 plus 15.
Well, that's,
yeah
that's
operative
your fucking
points.
Operative. Yeah. Stealth check.
Yes.
Stealth
yes.
check.
Yeah. Yes,
that's my stealth check.
What's absolutely.
The, what's a, it's versus like rating, isn't it though?
20 plus CR.
20 plus CR. What was your full total actually then?
My total would be 24. Oh, no, my mistake. It's 28.
Yes.
Great. I always forget about my plus 4.
otherwise, that wasn't going to hit.
Okay, great.
It has a creature rating of over 5?
No, it has of 5. 24 doesn't hit because it's 20 plus a CR rating.
Okay. Holy shit, no wonder I'm dead.
Well, there's like four or five of us. It's only one target. I'd say putting, and we're all level 3s. I would say a CR 5, a single CR 5 monster is
also in our
a dangerous encounter, as you've seen, but doable.
In our trial, you steamrolled a CR 5 creature.
We did, yeah. You got extremely unlucky in your first turn. Extremely unlucky.
You absolutely bulldozed through the Garakakal, which is a notoriously difficult encounter for level three party.
It's the dice, man. You got grappled and then you got crit.
And then multi-attack.
So yes, with my base of 19 plus 9. Yes. 28.
Good. So you get your bonus die, right?
With your also your added bonus.
To hit first.
Yes.
Your added bonus of you killed my friend, maybe, so I'm angry.
Also that. I think that counts for something.
Yeah.
I imagine you're screaming and all these guns are just firing out of your mouth.
Bullets.
The sniper is still going off in my mouth. Thankfully, it only holds one round, so it's now empty. But otherwise, the screaming sets off my sniper rifle.
Oh my god.
Go for it.
That's 11.
In total?
Mm-hmm.
As in against?
To hit against the EAC.
EAC? No.
It is flat-footed, so that becomes minus 2 on it, but...
Yes, it is at a minus 2 with my stealth, but...
That's okay.
Does it not? Do you not get any damage at all on this thing, or do you just not get the bonus?
So it lets you do... So if you pass your stealth, right, you get the flat-footed... So you get the bonus to your attack, right, and you get the move, right? But you still need to roll to hit.
My trick attack is an extra D8, and it becomes flat-footed.
Oh, it becomes flat-footed if you hit it.
The stealth roll was to get my trick attack in, but then I missed the actual
attack.
Right. Okay, so it's not flat-footed. Yeah, when trick attack works, it's dope.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't, I just scream from the rooftops and fire like a maniac.
Clink.
I'm going to keep firing like a maniac.
Looks like we all are.
I could do something like harrying fire. Or something,
is there anything that would help my chances at my next trick attack?
Well, if I do harrying fire, I can give whoever attacks next advantage. But that would be Arda, not you. May not be as good as firing at it because I don't think the ACs are that different. Because harrying fire is versus a 15.
Yeah, and then you would also.
And then its AC is about 15 anyway, so I feel like just doing the damage is better. So I make it to the door. Yeah, full attack.
Full attack.
So
awesome.
Arda and I have rushed to the door. We're just firing and firing. My first shot missed. She's like unleashing spells next to me. I see this fellow Sheeran attacking it psychically, and then it lunges at her. And I, still in distress, same as everyone else in our party, just start pulling the trigger over and over again. So these are plus zeros because it's minus 4 for full attacks, but I get 2, 4, 6. Miss. Dex fires at a plus 6. That's 19 to hit for him.
That'll hit. Okay. Against?
KAC.
No.
So the three of us, we fire 3 shots amongst us, Dex and I. Clinks are wild. This thing is undulating, hissing and striking towards our new find our ally, and it's bits of it are phasing in and out, and he just can't land shots. And then Dex fires. His shot is true, but it pings off a scale. It's not doing anything.
Just stop! Just die, little friend, go!
You hear this, Arda, right beside you as both of you are leaning out the front door watching this creature sliding ever closer to the mystery Sheeran, and just... shots are going wild, things are pinging off, nothing seems to be particularly... It looks hurt, but it's not stopping it.
That's fine, it's not. I could try and do a harrying fire to help you, Karma, but with the situation as is, I'd much rather lean on my old faithful where I know I'm going to do damage to it.
Yeah. How many magic missiles you got left?
Well, I have 2 spell slots, but then I also have an extra 2 because
from
of,
batteries.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, I have another skill. I have my spell cache, and then I also have transfer charge, so I can transfer batteries into me, essentially, to do more spells. So don't worry about that.
We got spell slots aplenty.
I got some spell slots to spare. But yeah, let's just go for another magic missile. Hearing clink next to me, feeling the panic set in myself.
You can full attack this turn.
Oh, yes, because I got closer.
Yeah, because we're just standing in the doorway. Yes. This time you get 3 missiles.
Beautiful.
So
okay,
you're
finally.
Just like accelerating.
Yes. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
There's also just a lot of emotional shit happening to Arda right now.
Yeah.
You're still trying to potentially compute what just went down in the goddamn
research
station.
That's true, you didn't
get
to process that
at
all.
No, okay. 2 for the first one, 4 for the next one. 4 for the next one.
10 points.
Yep. Pew, pew, pew.
You're the one on doing guaranteed damage to it. You continue to like it's steadily little, chip at
it's
it.
It's little bits, but
I love magic missiles. Such a good spell,
very fun,
man.
You know, under better circumstances,
you and the Sheeran holding it together, and me and Clink screaming.
Yeah, can I shout to the Sheeran?
Absolutely.
What is it?
She internally, in herself, she knows she has one spell slot left, and she just calls out, "It's a glass serpent!" And she fires again as you hear that in your brain. Glass serpent is the word that you hear as I go for one final grouping of D10s.
D10s?
What are we, cyberpunk?
If I'd hit with my sniper rifle, I would have been on a D10.
Yeah,
but nice. Alas.
Alas, alack.
Another 10 points of damage.
Psychic damage.
She's just basically got this like tenable link to this creature and has not let go. Her arm has been up the entire time and is trying to squeeze into the essence of this creature's brain and is just trying to crush it from within while still trying to create physical distance from it. As you just hear her in your brain, in all your minds, glass serpent is what you hear.
Is it slowing down?
It's definitely slowing down.
Looks almost dead.
It's
Wouldn't you say?
It's got all these like wounds from like force bolts hitting it. I've hit it with a laser rifle. We hit it with sonic shots.
It's got to be
brain,
like
it's probably got steam coming out of its ears.
Yeah, I've been like charring it with just electricity.
Yeah,
it is not out of the realm of possibility that this round things end.
Yeah, it's dying. It's dying. Kill it, kill it, kill it!
But before, you know who's also dying?
Yes, yes. I know.
Speaking of,
no.
As the acid pulls around you more and more, Zahark, unconscious. And I have to wonder, as you take another 7 points of damage.
That's fine. I take a point of resolve.
Yep.
Okay.
As you're taking a point of resolve, in Zahark's unconscious, delirious pain state, what might Zahark be thinking or imagining, or what is going through internally in this moment?
Do you see the light?
This is a good way to die.
Is it?
This is appropriate.
It's what he would have wanted.
He always said he wanted to be eaten by a giant snake thing.
It was the first thing he remarked upon. I did think
when
that
we
strange.
First met.
Rather specific.
Okay. You're also meant to re-roll stealth at the start of each turn to stay hidden. So, first of all, let's figure out whether he can see you.
Oh, cool.
Against your stealth, I believe.
You need me to re-roll it?
Yes, please. Yep.
19.
21. It knows you're there. It now has enough information.
I also yelled at it the last
you
round.
You were screaming and firing madly into the air.
Yeah.
It knows you're there, but it can't reach you.
Hell yeah.
Because trajectory up. Well, we'll see. I'll work it out in a moment.
It could probably slither up the side of the
I'm
building.
I'm sure it could if it really wanted to.
Yeah. However, we're going to start, and I'm going to utilize the full strength of this thing. As first, it goes for the mystery Sheeran.
I think our helper might be R.I.P. Mystery Sheeran. Also down.
To start using the appropriate die.
Big die.
Boy.
Big chunky.
Yeah. Big old die.
Can't wait for the reverb to be picked up by those mics.
Goodness gracious.
I think that would be appropriate.
Let me just see what...
We got to start rolling dice in an echoey room. Just for the foley.
We should do dice foley.
Yeah, we should.
So this is going to hit. Well, it's still 12 points of damage.
You rolled low, didn't you?
I rolled a 1.
Yeah.
This Sheeran is ripped, though.
I was wrong. Sheeran actually have plus two constitution, I guess.
Because they're skeletons on the outside.
Exoskeletons.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
I'd be ripped, too, if my skeleton was on the outside.
And you know ants, you know, lift 12 size their times
that's
their body weight,
point.
Whatever.
Yeah. I know ants.
Yeah.
I've seen ants.
You heard of ants?
This thing lashes out with its primary tentacle, and it... just completely shatters her chest with a massive scrape, like as it plunges deep within her chest and scrapes across. I've still got to somehow make it sound like slashing damage. So it's like, plunges in and drags across. And you can see this like tooth almost feels like it embeds it in her. She is on one hit point. This thing blasted through her stamina and almost completely... That one that I rolled saved her. Absolutely.
Yep.
It is now going to use... And this is where you know I've been very kind.
Multi-attack.
All of its multi-attacks.
Yeah. Yay!
It is going to go one to Arda and then one to Clink.
Crit rating
so
reels
around
is nothing to, crit rating 5 is nothing to fucking
It's got several tentacles. So one goes out and two are going to lash out to the side, and then I'll figure out whether it's able to use its third.
Imagine being a giant snake and then having extra tentacles.
You don't need all those.
You don't need all those wiggly woggly things. You are a wibbly wobbly thing.
It's going to hit Arda.
Okay.
And I'm just going to also roll the others while I'm at it.
Yeah. So is it technically a snake if it's got that many appendages? That's kind of the anti...
It's called a snake glass.
Anti-snake.
It hits Clink.
You know how he's not asking for your armor class?
You don't even ask for our AC. It's like, it hits you. Yeah, oh, so great. Rude. Thanks. Yeah.
Chris, help me out here.
Yo, what's up?
How far away do you think he is from Pinch? If we're saying it's a two-story...
It still wouldn't matter. That's about 5, 10, 15 feet.
15 feet.
Yep.
Great. However, you have said that you're propping over, so I'm going to say that's partial cover. So that is going to be a partial cover. I'm pretty sure it's just a +2.
Yeah,
pretty
sure. I think so.
Yep. Yep. So you got a +2 to your AC for the following.
Great.
It's not going to matter. I rolled 17 on the die for a total of too much.
Wait, for my AC?
For your KAC.
KAC.
Yeah, what is your KAC?
No, that's why I was asking, because it's 17. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
It was 17 before bonuses he rolled.
Yes. I said, is it just AC? Because my AC is higher, but no.
All right, let's get the following damage out the way. Has anyone else been hit at the moment?
Not this combat, no.
No.
This is my first time being hit this whole campaign.
Oh, good. You joined the club. Okay. Arda first, 12 points.
Okay.
And then Clink. 12 points.
Can someone quickly run through damage again for me?
You've got your stamina points first.
Yep.
So everything depletes from your SP first.
Okay.
Once you've gone through that, go into your HP.
Cool.
Pinch. 13.
Ah, I've been hit.
I rolled a 1, a 1, and a 2.
Yay!
Someone's
what are you
listening.
Rolling on? D6 is there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll let you know. D6 plus 11.
Okay.
It's
well...
big. It does a lot of guaranteed damage when
yes.
it hits.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait
is
a minute.
Is this because we were taunting octopuses before?
Oh, yeah. No. You're all fine. And I will say this. It didn't grapple any of you.
Okay.
Woohoo! I have a plan for the next grapple.
So we all got...
Honestly, it's starting to feel threatened. It's starting
surrounded.
To feel threatened and surrounded, and it feels like things are coming from every area, and just you see its tentacles wavering. One shoots forward, eviscerates the mystery Sheeran as it whips its head to the left. Two fly out, one flies out of the top, and in succession, just rakes across your shoulders, your knees, your face, and you feel.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Feel a little bit of what Zahark felt.
It reminds me of Playground where they have the rotating arm that kind of goes around and like if you got it's like whipping around hitting all three of us in
does a full
one
spin.
Swoop.
Lash, lash, lash.
You have been listening to Among the Dust, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube,
and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Starfinder and all associated properties are trademark of Paizo Incorporated, authorized through Paizo's community use policy.